to be here. I want to thank the church for the invitation, your pastor, and I've come to love him the same as all the brethren here. Remember the first time I preached and Clyde Hancock was sitting out there, he was weeping, he's still doing it. You know, one of my buddies in school, he used to say, a dried-eyed church in a hell-bound world. Another preacher told me some time ago, he says that 9/10 of our preaching is heart preparation. Our problem today is we have people that, ministers and doctors and different ones, they have no, their heart's not in it. I desire to be that kind of a preacher. I want to thank all of you for those that remember our son in prayer. Over in Honduras. But also the asked prayer for another one of our sons, James. He just surrendered to preach. And two other ones, or three other ones, or four other ones, pray for them all. The Lord's not through with them yet. When we were saved, we gave the first two to the Lord. We had two. That was our family. And after we saved, the Lord gave us five more boys. And so we gave them to the Lord before they were born. We sat back, watching the Lord work in their lives. It's a joy to be here. I'd like for us to turn the Word of God this morning the 43rd Psalm. Several of these Psalms are Psalms of David, and he's crying out in prayer. I'd like to read from verse 8 through 11. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our Father and our God, we come to thee this morning in that precious name of Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer. We thank thee, O God, this morning for thy goodness and thy love and thy mercy toward us. We thank thee for calling us out of darkness into thy marvelous light. And we just ask, O God, that we might show forth the praises unto thee
We come this morning praying for all those that have been mentioned. We're thankful that we have a God who answers prayer.
Amen.
And we know that thou art able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we asked, according to the Spirit that worketh in us. And so, Lord, we pray for these dear ones upon the beds of affliction. Just lay thy healing hand upon them, Lord. Thou hast told us if we ask anything according to thy will, thou hearest us. And so we just ask thy will in their lives. We just ask, O God, today for blessing. We ask, Lord, today that everything it's said and done shall redound to thy honor and to thy glory. We pray for all thy churches and the pastors of thy churches and their wives and their families, Lord, today. So many times we pray for the pastors and forget the rest. Lord, we pray, O God, in these terrible days that we live, that thou be near, dear to them, O God. And so, Lord, we just ask now to meet with us and bless. Pray that I might just be an instrument in thy hand for thy honor and glory. May he have that unction and anointing from on high. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. I want to speak this morning on a morning prayer. And there are six petitions that we find in this prayer. I believe it's good to start our day in prayer.
Amen.
There are so many things. Matter of fact, I don't like to even go visit anyone, especially a hospital or someone ill, unless I've had time in my closet, in my study. And I believe that it's good to start our days in prayer. The morning prayer sets the day apart. It's good to begin each day at the feet of our God. I want us to look at the sixth petition. The first one this morning is found in verse 8 there, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. When we hear his voice in the morning and hear of his loving kindness in the morning, it begins our day right. This is a prayer that the first voice to break upon our ears at the opening of the day shall be the voice of God. Time spent in the companionship of Christ every morning will change our whole day. I believe prayer is the hardest thing to do because it's work. It's work. Brother Kinzel said how he had prayed the last week. I wrestle. There's sometimes that the heavens like it's brass. And I believe Satan is working so hard upon preachers today. And it behooves us to stay close to him, to the Lord, in these days. It is very sweet when one is living in constant fellowship with Christ. It's a hard thing to do. to look into his face in the first waking moments, to thank him for his love, to receive his smile of forgiveness and peace and his blessings for the day, or his benedictions for the day. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
And after being with God, we are ready for everything that anything that day may bring.
Amen.
This is a fitting prayer. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. The Lord is so good to us.
Amen.
Even when we go through the deepest trial, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh
Amen.
In the morning.
Amen.
When we hear God's voice of love in the morning, we're ready for service, serving Him. The second petition of this morning prayer is, cause me to know. Brother Randy, I thought he was going to take my message yesterday, and he brought this verse out. He just touched the one verse, so one portion there. Cause me to know. We never should, as a preacher, come to the place we think that we can go and make it on our own.
Amen.
I believe that's the problem with a lot of the high intellectual people today. Someone has written, those that are in that condition, I'm thankful I'm not, but I mean, I haven't had that problem, I should say. But anyway, someone has said they need more prayer than anyone, because they think they can read that word and tell you just what it is without the teaching of the Holy Spirit. And that's where they go off.
Amen.
Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. And you know, I find that true today. More so, that I desire to walk in His way. We cannot know the way ourselves. The path across one little day seems a very short one. But we cannot find it ourselves. Each day is a hidden world to our eyes. We don't know what a day will bring. We know not what the unspent hours of the very day may hold for us. They may have surprises of joy, or they may have surprises of sorrow for us. They may lead us into a garden of pleasure or a garden of anguish. All we can do is to commit our way to God, praying, cause me to know thy way, wherein I should walk. You know, I love the providence of God. If we could just believe that every hour of the day that God... I mean, sometimes you'd be praying for people and you go walk out of your study or you go down to a certain place and here the Lord will bring them right to you. You know, it just providence is beautiful if you just accept it. Beautiful. You know, I believe the same as, you remember when the eunuch, the Spirit of the Lord laid him out there Philip, to the eunuch. I believe the Lord can lead the same way today.
Amen.
The same way in our life. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. It brings rest and peace to us as we look out upon a day's hidden path. Not knowing where we ought to go, to remember that God knows all. Job speaks of the mystery of life when one seeks the way and cannot find it. He said, behold, I go forward. He's not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Amen.
Sometimes during the week, I just feel I'll never be able to preach by Sunday. Some of the trials and the testings. You know, when Sunday comes, I tell you, the Lord just meets with you. And you forget them all. And these things that we've come through, God has them in our lives for a purpose.
Amen.
You know, it's one thing to know about the doctrines of grace and all. But it's another thing to experience.
Amen.
One thing to have them up here, but another thing to have experienced in our lives. God guides us through human friends. A lot of times young people are advised to seek to have older friends to whom they can go to for wisdom. Learn from experience. That's the best teacher. Sometimes a way amid the tangles is made plain through some providence. One door is shut, another's open. When the Oriental shepherd led his flock through some dark valley, it was because that was the way to a bit of green grass on the other side.
Amen, brother.
Sometimes the answer to our prayers may be a disappointment, we think. We can say, oh, this cannot be the way. But Joseph thought the same thing. The morning he left home to go to his brothers, he had prayed, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. He might have wondered as he was led to Egypt as a slave. If that were the answer to his prayer, it certainly did not seem as if God were directing him in those days. But as the years went on, he learned that there had been no mistake in the guidance. If he had escaped from his brothers or from the caravan, he would have only spoiled one of God's thought of love for his life. We need never to be afraid to pray this prayer and then accept the answer, whatever it is. God will show us the way if we accept his guidance. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Amen.
And lean not unto thine own understanding.
Amen.
In all thy ways.
Yes.
Not some of them, all thy ways. Acknowledge him, he shall. I like the word, he shall. I know, or the Lord know is beautiful too. And we ought to know certain things. Paul said, I might know him. Not salvation, but in a more intimate way. And that should be our desires too. We need to be quickened with strength inwardly. If we pray such a prayer, we shall not fail through weakness. The power of Christ will rest upon us. And when we are weak, then we are strong.
Amen.
The fourth petition. I missed one. The third one. The third petition in our morning prayer is, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. And we have enemies. He says, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. The days is full of danger. We do not know it. We see no danger. We go out not dreaming of any possible peril. Yet there are enemies all over, all around us. When we travel, I believe we need to pray when we start out for his watch care over us. As we go out in the morning, we can offer this prayer, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee, hide me. I think some of the worst enemies are those that are try to lead us off into false teachings. I remember when I first went to Seattle, there was a group in Tacoma. They were a group of the Armenian New Lighters. And I'd worked all week, and I'd come out at Saturday to study and get ready for Sunday, and they'd pull up with a car, and they're trying to persuade me with their teachings. But by God's grace, I was able to stand. We have enemies. Paul said he was amongst false brethren. We need to beware in this day to stand true to God's word. It hurts us when we see brethren go off into different teachings, false teachings. I was taught from the beginning on the imminent return of the Lord. I love those truths.
Amen.
I love those truths. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
And then we'll come back. He'll come back with all of his saints.
Amen.
How people cannot see two phases, I cannot understand. I don't believe they got it from the Bible.
Amen.
That's the trouble with a lot of books.
Right.
A lot of books.
Amen.
We need to stick with the book.
Amen.
With the book.
Amen.
Prayer brings God down about us, a heavenly protection, making us safe in the midst of enemies. The problem of life is not to get an easy, safe way, but to go through the way, though beset with perils and be unhurt, to be kept from harm amid source dangers. The only safety for any day is in prayer. If we understood what perils there are for us, if our eyes were open to give us a glimpse of the enemy that waited for us in cloud or sunshine, we would never dare to go forth from our doors any morning until we first called upon God.
Amen.
To deliver us from our enemies.
Amen.
Look it over in 1 Peter. Mm-hmm. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
Don't think you can't fall. Take heed lest ye fall.
Amen.
The verse 13 at 10th chapter, 1 Corinthians says, there is no temptation taking you, such as common men. I'll tell you, we as preachers of all men need to spend time in prayer in these days.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen.
Because Satan would like every one of us to ruin our ministry.
Right. Amen.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist. We need to pray. God will push back the wiles of the wicked one every day. He'll give us victory over the flesh and the world and the devil.
Amen.
This is my prayer every day.
Amen.
We cannot keep ourselves. God alone can keep us. We are safe nowhere but under the shadow of his wings. We should flee to him to hide us. Our fourth petition this morning is, teach me to do thy will. For thou art God. Thy spirit is good. Teach me to do thy will. A little before the writer prayed, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. But knowing the way is not enough. We must also walk
Amen.
It.
Amen. Right. Right.
Paul said, the good which I would, I do not. When we ask God in the morning to show us the way, we must ask him also to teach us to go in the right way. Teach me to do thy will. Lead me in the land of uprightness. I believe one of the evidence that you're one of God's is by the life you live. And I believe that, you know, over there in Ephesians, he says, according to he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that ye should be without blame. Yes. That's the evidence. We need to be taught. Teach me and lead me. A great many people know their duty better than they do it.
Amen.
Our fifth petition. And this morning prayer is, quicken me, O Lord. To quicken is to give life. Many times we have no strength for the day's duties and struggles. But God is able to give us. It seems like the older we get, the busier my wife and I are. We go from morning till night. I thought when 65 comes, you're supposed to slow down and smell the roses. But you know, if we take time in the morning, I mean take time, he'll give us the strength.
Amen. Right.
If we wait upon him. Look at Isaiah 40. I used to have an elderly lady, a member of the church there. She was a piano player. And as she got up close to 80,
She said she used to get so tired on Sunday afternoon, she just, well, I'm not going to go to church. But she'd just go in her closet and pray. And here she'd come. Verse 29 says, He giveth power to the faint.
Amen.
To them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord. You know, the hardest thing for me to do is to quiet myself before the Lord. Satan would keep us running. He would keep us running. And if we don't quiet ourselves before the Lord, we get up to speak, we don't have a thing to say. I mean, it just, we need to have a morning prayer.
Amen.
And I think, oh, this is a good, these six petitions here. This is my prayer every morning anymore since the Lord showed me this. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. Shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
Many times we feel ourselves weak and faint. We're physically unable for the work before us. And certainly we are spiritually weak at many times. Our life fountains need refilling. You know this, I believe Ephesians 5:18, it says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Continually. I believe it's a continual thing. You know that we hear so much this being baptized by the Holy Ghost for the monks, the charismatic. The difference between being baptized with the Holy Spirit and being filled. They, if you took your car down there, if you was going to baptize it, you'd have to have a big tank, wouldn't you? But when you fill it, you just take the hose. We're leaky vessels. We need to be continually filled.
Amen.
Continually filled. We need to be continually filled. Our life's fountain need refilling. Christ came that we might have life and have it in abundance. And He's ready to give it to all who will take it. We need but to ask. Quicken me, O Lord. Give me life and strength. Breathe Thine own breath into my soul. Shed abroad Thy love in me. If we pray such a prayer, we shall not fail through weakness. The last petition of this morning prayer is, In Thy righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. You know, if we're troubled in soul, and continually we're not good for much. I'm glad that, you know, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That weeping may be a long time, but there's a time when we're rejoicing. The day may bring sorrow, or it may bring other trouble. We cannot guide our feet through the dark valley. Sorrow is meant to do us good and will do so if we have God to lead us through it. You know, I'm a gardener. I just love, that's one thing probably I should put away because it takes some of my time, but I love it. I bury a lot of problems out there in that garden. I have 33 fruit trees, and if I don't have enough, I've got two boys at farms up there. But anyway, I learned something this last, just lately, concerning flowers, roses. The gardeners sometime, when they would bring a rose to richer flowering, deprive it for a season of light and moisture. It's there in silence and darkness it stands, dropping one fading leaf after another, and seeming to go practically down to death. But when every leaf is dropped and the plant stands stripped to the uttermost, a new life is even then working in the bud, from which shall bring a tender foliage and a brighter wealth of flowers. Isn't that true in our lives? So after the celestial gardening, every leaf of earthly joy must drop before a new and divine bloom visits the soul. Thus it is that sorrow works blessings and good in the child of God. And the Holy Spirit guides the life through the experience. But our prayer must always be that God would bring our soul out of sorrow. For otherwise, only harm and not good can come from it. Sorrow will wound and scar our life unless the gentle hand of Christ be upon us to heal and comfort. Oh, how we need him. About 7 years ago, or eight, Milburn Cockle was I think Brother Garner was there at the same time, out there during the week's meeting and the conference we had, and he got up and he said, "Brethren, you have such a sweet fellowship out here." He said, "Don't let anything happen to it. You know more than left," and boom. We had a church split. Some had gone off in antinomianism. Took some of our people. They were just like my own daughters, sons. Let them off. Today they're out there. They feel like going to church, they do. But they're out there working on the Lord's Day and all these things, and they think nothing of it. It hurts. I didn't think I'd ever get over it. It took a long time. I mean, I don't mean weeks, but some time. But I'm glad that the Lord's brought me out of it.
Amen.
And just lately, we had one of the men wrote a letter to the church at South Park, and he said, "I ask forgiveness. I know I did great hurt to the saints at the South Park Church." He says, "I was young and I got let off with the wrong group. I asked forgiveness. I want to be reinstated." And he's been brought back in his membership, and we've granted to over where Bill Smith used to be in Eastern Washington. And you know what he's doing today? He's filling, taking in a whole, bringing Bible studies and lessons until they can get a preacher over there. That's worth it all.
Amen.
And you see him come back. And there's other ones we're looking for the same thing to. Yes. There are other troubles besides sorrow. Home troubles. Cares, disappointments. Many kinds. We know not what any day may bring us. We need God's wisdom.
Amen.
We need God's power. We need God's guidance. Or we shall never get through unharmed. Let us learn to lay all tangled threads of our life in the hands of the Master. And he can take them and disentangle them.
Amen.
And with them weave beauty and blessing. The opening of each day, let us pray, "In thy righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble."
If we learn to begin each day with this morning prayer, I believe that then we can rest in the Lord, our sovereign God, that He shall direct our steps on our journey home. Shall we pray?
Amen.
Our Father and our God, we thank Thee for Thy precious word. And oh God, we desire to be used today. Vessels fitted for the Master's use. That which we need, oh God, regardless of how hard it might be, may we be submissive to Thee. Continue to bless the services throughout the day. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.